Dr. Mark Verkler is the founder of Christian Leadership University and is best known for his revolutionary teaching on how to hear the voice of God. Since 1972, he has taught the body of Christ on six continents how to live out of intimacy with the Holy Spirit. In this teaching, entitled, How to Receive the Gift of Speaking in Tongues, Mark shares what God taught him that made the gift of tongues possible in his life and how you can receive it too.
We welcome you to this very short teaching on the baptism in the Holy Spirit and the gift of speaking in tongues. For me, in my own life, I have held many opinions, and when I first got started, I was taught that this was evil and it was wrong, and I believed that. Then I got hungry for it because I ran into a woman who had received the power of God, and she'd been able to pray for healing for everyone in her family for several years, and no one had gotten sick. And she said before then, she used to go to the hospital two or three times every winter with sick kids from her family. And she was a great lady. I loved her. She brought us in. We were college students, and she fed us meals, and that, of course, worked for me. So I respected her. And I said, here's a lady who has a power that I don't have. And so I said, I need to explore this. And as I explored it, God changed my mind. And here's a few things he taught me. Of course, one is in Acts chapter 1. Jesus is talking, and he told them to wait for the gift that was coming from the Father. Acts chapter 1, verse 5, John baptized with water, but you're going to be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. And verse 8, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. Receive power. So the baptism of the Holy Spirit is an empowering experience. It releases a new level of divine power into my life. And it will for you. And when we're done today, we're going to pray for people to receive the baptism. So if you want to receive it, be thinking about that, because we're going to give you a chance to get prayed for. And with the baptism of the Holy Spirit came the gift of speaking in tongues. If you go to Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 4, when they were in the upper room, it says, verse 4, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. They began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit was giving them utterance. So the Holy Spirit came, filled the room, descended upon them. Tongues of fire were on them. So that represented the Holy Spirit being on them, which is different than when I got saved. When I got saved, the Holy Spirit's in me. As I grow, the Holy Spirit fills me. In the baptism, the Holy Spirit's on me. So three different workings of the Holy Spirit. Indwelt at salvation. Then I work out my soul's salvation. I'm filled with him as I press darkness out of my life and bring the light into area after area until I'm entirely sanctified. And then when the baptism, the Spirit rests upon them. It fills the whole room, and they're actually immersed in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And with that came this gift of speaking in tongues. And I said, God, why would I want to speak in tongues? And so God took me over to 1 Corinthians 14, where Paul is talking about speaking in tongues, because I couldn't really see a reason for it. I mean, it doesn't benefit my mind. My mind is sitting there saying, oh, what's this? Just gibberish, you know? And so let's just see what Paul has to say about the value of speaking in tongues. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1, he said, pursue love, yet earnestly desire spiritual gifts. And so that's important. Desire the spiritual gifts. And at one time, I didn't desire tongues. I look down on the gift, and here the Bible is saying, desire them. These are gifts from God. Pursue them, desire them, and especially that you can prophesy. For the one who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but he speaks to God. So when I'm speaking in tongues, I'm not speaking to you, I'm speaking to God. Okay? No one understands, not going to benefit our minds. But in our spirit, we're speaking mysteries. So when I'm speaking in tongues, it's my spirit speaking. It's speaking a mystery directly to God, something beyond my mind's comprehension. It's spirit communication. So it's my spirit dialoguing directly with God, bypassing the bottleneck, which is my mind. because my spirit's much, much bigger than my mind is. Verse 4, the one who speaks in a tongue edifies himself, building myself up. One who prophesies edifies the church. All right, so my spirit's speaking mysteries, it's talking to God, it's building me up, it's charging me up with divine power, and that's what I feel. When I pray in tongues, I feel there's a surge of divine power and energy that wells up within me, and I'm building myself up in the Spirit, and I'm energizing my spirit, which is exactly what this says. So if I want to be filled with power so I can release power to you, I can pray in tongues for a few minutes, charge myself up with divine power, and then release the anointing of the Holy Spirit to you. And then verse 5, I wish that you all spoke in tongues. All right, so there's his desire that every single one of us would speak in tongues. And he confirms in verse 26 that we can all speak in tongues. Back in chapter 12, he said we don't all have the gift of tongues, and I think he was talking about in a public service. We can't all speak in tongues in a public service because it makes bedlam. But even though we can't all speak in tongues in a public service, that doesn't mean that we don't all have the gift of tongues. So I'd like you to take a look at verse 26, chapter 14, verse 26. He says, what's the outcome then, brethren, when you assemble? When we come together, we have church. He says, each of you has, and he lists about five things or so that everybody has. We have a psalm, so we could bring a song to church. We could bring a teaching. We could all share a little teaching. We could have a revelation, a prophecy, something God's given us. We all have a tongue. We can all speak in tongues, and we can all have interpretation. But let all things be done for edification. So he lists about five things that we all have. Now in the Greek, it doesn't say we have this or this or this or this. Some translations of the Bible put the word or in, but the word or is not there. In the Greek, it's we have this, 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 and this. Just a pair. And so we have them all. So he's saying, yeah, you know, because you have the Spirit within you, you can do all these things, but you shouldn't do all these things, not at once, because you'll have bedlam in the service. So some of you speak in tongues, some interpret, some teach, whatever. All right? So I just want to confirm to you the Bible says that you can speak in tongues. You can pray in tongues. And so I finally changed my mind on the whole thing, and I said, okay. I said, I think I want to do this. All right? I think I want to go ahead and ask God for the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the gift of speaking in tongues, and I think it's a doorway, or it's going to open a doorway to an empowering experience, and maybe the other nine gifts can all nine of those gifts can flow within me. They did within Paul. If you look at the book of Acts and go through it carefully, you'll see that he manifested all nine gifts of the Holy Spirit in his life and in his ministry. So I think we can do that. And tongues seems to be the easiest one to operate, so we can start there and then work our way out. So I didn't know how to go about this, so I figured, well, maybe if I fast, and we're going to go down, we'll take a drive a few hours and go to some people who are really big in this thing, and they can pray for us, lay hands on us, and we can speak in tongues. So we fasted for a day. We drove down to a place where there's a worship center, and people were spiritually mature, and we had them pray for us to receive the gift of speaking in tongues. And I just kind of left my tongue hanging really loose. I opened my mouth and said, huh? And I was hoping God would take my tongue and move it around and wag it around. And he didn't take my tongue and wag it around. It just hanging out there loose. And I thought, huh. I said, well, that didn't work. You know, and so I went home really frustrated, really upset, because I wanted tongues. I'd been prayed for. I'd fasted. I sought God. I left my tongue hanging loose. He did nothing. You know, nothing happened. So I said, God, I don't know why nothing happened. I asked in faith. I believed. They laid hands on. They prayed. I expected you to wag my tongue around. You didn't move it. So I went home depressed, and a couple weeks later, I'm sitting in my rocking chair just pondering Acts chapter 2, looking at that experience one more time. So I want you to look at it with me one more time, because God showed me something that I missed when I looked at it earlier. Chapter 2, verse 4, he said, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit was giving them utterance. Let me just read it again. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit was giving them utterance. So my question to you would be this. Who did the speaking? According to that verse, who did the speaking? And when I ask that question in a live conference, most people say the Holy Spirit did the speaking. And I say, no, that's not what it says. It says they were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak. So they're doing the speaking, but the Holy Spirit is giving the utterance. He's forming the syllables. And I'd never noticed that. Because I was saying, God, here's my tongue. You do the speaking. You move my tongue around. And you give me the syllables. And you form the utterance. You do both parts of this miracle. And God said, Mark, that's not the way it works. He said, for a miracle to happen, there's a part that I play and there's a part that you play. And he showed me with Peter, when Peter walked in the water. He said, Peter, come on. You can come to me. So Peter was sitting there in the boat. Now, Peter could have put his hands across his chest and said, Hallelujah, I'm going to walk in the water. He could have sat right there, and nothing would have happened. For this miracle to happen, Peter had to stand up. And that's not miraculous. That's natural. He had to lift his foot up. That's not miraculous. He had to move it forward. That's not miraculous. He put it back down. That's not miraculous. The fact that it stayed on top of the water, that's miraculous. Okay? That's miraculous. So that was a miracle. And then he lifts his foot back up. That's natural. Moves it forward. That's natural. Puts it down. That's natural. When it stays on top of the water, that's a miracle. So how much of this miracle is a miracle? How much of this miracle is man in action? 3 out of 4 steps is man in action, and 1 step is God in action. 3/4 is man, 1/4 is God. So God said, Mark, in a miracle, there's a part that I ask you to play. There's a part that I'll play. You play your part, I'll play mine. If you don't play your part, it's not going to happen. Peter could have sat right there and said, I'm going to walk in the water, and nothing would have happened because he didn't play his part. So when it comes to speaking in tongues, what's the part that God is asking us to play? And what's the part he's going to play? Part he asks us to play, it says, they spoke. The part he's asking you and I to play is we have to choose to speak. If I don't choose to speak, nothing's going to happen. If you don't choose to speak, nothing's going to happen. But then instead of you controlling the syllables, instead of you controlling your vocal cords yourself with your mind, which is what I've always done, my mind has controlled my vocal cords. Instead of me doing that, I release control of my vocal box to the Holy Spirit within me, and I say, Holy Spirit, you give the utterance. So what's the Holy Spirit within me going to feel like? In John chapter 7, verse 37 to 39, it says, out of your innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. This he spoke of the Holy Spirit. So when you and I want to tune to the Holy Spirit, that verse says he feels like flow, which means I'm going to yield my vocal cords to flow. I'm going to speak, and I'm just going to let any syllable flow out that wants to flow out. And I'm going to assume that the river of God within me is forming the formation of the syllables, and the flow is actually a supernatural language. And if there's not really a river within me, and if he's not forming the syllables, then I'm going to be speaking baby talk. But if Christianity is real, and this is all true, what I've just said, then you're going to be speaking in tongues. So I said, okay. I said, I think I'll try that to see if that works. So I began to speak and not form the syllables, and I came up with some syllables. Quoraba masanda kiribi masandaya. I thought, huh, that's pretty strange. My mind is listening, saying, that's bizarre. That's childish. That's nothing. My mind's having a fit because my mind used to rule my life and critique it, but critique my spiritual life. And it's not allowed to do that anymore because the Bible never gave my mind or reason that privilege. I looked up every verse on reason, and God never said, take reason to critique your spirituality or anything close to that, all right? But then I didn't know that, so my mind's running roughshod over my spiritual experience saying, I don't think so, I don't think so, I don't think so, trying to talk me out of it. But I just kept doing it. I said, it's got to be this. They spoke, I'm speaking. As the Spirit gives the utterance, I'm not forming the syllables. So man, This has got to be it. Now, some people get an emotional, they get an emotional high. When they pray in tongues, they go, wee, you know. That's fine, because some people are very emotional. Now, I'm not emotional. I'm pretty solid and not a whole lot of emotion, and especially back then, I had like zero emotion. And since then, God has created some emotion within me, which I'm very thankful for. And so I'm feeling zero emotion, just simply doubt. That was my encounter, that was my experience of receiving the gift of tongues. Just sheer doubt. And I said, I don't know what else to do other than just to do it. So I did it for a couple of weeks, and I finally said to my wife, Patty, I said, Patty, I think I'm speaking in tongues. And she was pretty happy because she began to speak in tongues years earlier, and she really wanted me to get it. And also when we went down, got prayed for a few weeks earlier, she spoke in tongues then. And she'd been speaking in tongues for years. She just didn't tell me about it because she didn't want me to feel bad. So she was a sweet wife. So anyway, I told her that. And then it was a whole year before I spoke in tongues out loud in front of anybody, okay? And during the course of that year, I'd come to a point of confidence and faith. I'd come to a point of saying, this is it. And as I prayed in tongues and sang in tongues, it became more fluid day by day. It just became freer, more fluid. My mind got more used to it. And I began to feel, especially when I sang in tongues, I would feel a charge, a spiritual charge. I would feel life pulsate within me. And I said, this is good. This is divine energy. I'm feeling it. I know it's good. I know it's God. Doubt, you can just go out the window because I'm edifying myself. I can feel I am. Okay? So I was over my doubt. But a year later, here's what God did. When we were in a small home group, we were praying at the end of a service, and we'd pray deliverance and cast a demon out of somebody. And as we finished, we were just worshiping for a few minutes, and I prayed in tongues for a few minutes. And a girl who was there in the group who had been to Portugal and she knew Portuguese, she said, Mark, she took me aside afterwards. She said, Mark, do you know that in Portuguese what you just said is hooray, long live Jesus? I said, no, didn't know that. And so the Lord was gracious enough to confirm to me that this simple talk, which my mind said was just babbling and nothing, it was actually a language that could be understood and even translated. And I do think that when we speak in tongues, we speak with the tongues of men or of angels. So I think that your tongue is one of those two things. You're either speaking in some language in the world or you're speaking in some language that angels use. And that's my guess, and that's my understanding of what's actually going on. So it was confirmed. It was confirmed to any, if there was any doubt left in my mind, it was vanquished. All right, and I got solid proof. I'm speaking in a language, all right? So that's what I know to do, and that's what I know to teach you to do. For those of you who would like to receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit here tonight or whatever today, whenever your session's being held, I'm going to encourage you in a moment just to stand up. And if your group is larger, come to the front of the group, and then other people can come and gather around you and lay hands on you. And if it's just a smaller home group, just stand up and get to the center of the group and let people gather around you and lay hands on you and pray with you and agree for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And I want to take you through a very short prayer to receive the baptism where you'll ask for it and then we'll begin to pray and to worship God. But if you would like to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the gift of speaking in tongues, I'm going to ask you to stand up wherever you are, either come to the front of the church so people can gather around you and pray for you, lay hands on you, or if you're in a home group, just go to the center of the room, all right, and let people just gather around. So just do that right now and take a step of faith. Step out in the water. Let this be your time to receive from God, and I'm going to give you some practical instruction for how to make this work so that your tongue can be loosed and it can be released so that you can receive the gift of speaking in tongues. I think as you're coming, I'm going to show you one more verse from Acts chapter 2. When they were speaking in tongues, they were speaking, in verse 11, of the mighty deeds of God. The mighty deeds of God, which means they were worshiping. So one of the best things I know to precipitate a release of the gift of speaking in tongues is for you and I just to worship. Talk about the mighty deeds of God. Just worship in His presence. And so we're going to start out after we pray and ask God for the gift of speaking in tongues, I'm going to ask you to worship in English for a few minutes and just say, God, you are a mighty God. Your deeds are mighty. Your love is amazing. You've come to us. You are almighty God. I worship before your throne. I bow before your throne. I love you. Hallelujah. Whatever you want to say. But the problem with our native language is, with English, for me, is I run out of words. I say hallelujah. I say praise you, God. I love you, God. Hallelujah. Praise you, God. I love you, God. I run out of words. My spirit wants to say more than that. And so we'll start in English, but then we're going to switch over to tongues. And when we switch over to tongues, I'm going to ask you to make that switch. What I want you to do is continue to praise, but not do it in English. Just continue to praise. Your heart is full of praise. You're offering praise to God. And you're going to continue to speak, but you're not going to form the syllables, and you're going to trust that whatever flows out is coming from the river within. And I believe it will be. I know it will be. All right? And in that way, you're going to be speaking in tongues. And, you know, the first few syllables might be hard because your mind is so used to controlling your tongue and it may not want to let go. So if you want to listen to some people around you who are praying over you and praying in tongues, listen to a few of their syllables. If they're saying, ah, ba, 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 well, then just say, ah, ba, 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 ba. It loosens you up. I'm not saying that's going to be your tongue, but it loosens you up. It gets you used to the idea that you're shifting from your head away from your head to flow. And you're beginning to speak syllables that your mind doesn't control. So it breaks you out of that box that's held you captive. Gets your tongue loosened up so it's free to be controlled by the river of God within you. And then just speak whatever comes. And the more you speak, the longer you speak, day by day, it's going to get more fluid, freer, and you're going to feel the divine energy pour into you as you pray and worship in tongues. So for those who have gathered, who stood up, and I'm just going to ask other people to gather around them, and just lay hands on them to pray for them and agree in prayer and just encourage them on and pray in both English, pray in tongues, and just encourage them. And even after we finish the tape, there's no reason you can't stay there and pray with people until their tongues are loosened, until they're free and they're moving in this wonderful gift from the Holy Spirit. So we're going to begin this by just praying and asking God to baptize us in the Holy Spirit and to give us the gift of tongues. So I want that to be your prayer. So I'm going to pray the prayer, and I'm going to pause after each phrase, and you can pray it after me, all right? And everyone can pray it. That'd be fine. So, Lord Jesus, I thank you for the baptism in the Holy Spirit. I thank you that it's an empowering experience in my life. And Lord Jesus, I come before you and I ask for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I ask for the gift of speaking in tongues. I thank you for your gifts. They are precious. They are good. They are powerful. And thank you for freely giving the gift of speaking in tongues to me. I receive it in childlike faith. And I worship you now, first in English and then in tongues. I worship you, Lord. And now I just want you to lift your hands, lift your heart, and just worship the King. Just worship with me for a few minutes. Lord, we worship you. We bless your holy name. You are a mighty, mighty, mighty God. You are the ruler of the universe. You are a sovereign God. You are almighty God, and besides you, there is none other. It is only you, only you. And Lord, I come and worship before your throne. I bow before your throne. I kneel in your presence and I say, hallelujah, hallelujah. I bless you, Lord. I exalt you. I lift you up. You are highly exalted. I bless your holy name. Bless your holy name. Bless your holy name. Bless your holy name. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And now just keep worshiping, but switch to tongues. Just keep speaking, but don't form the syllables. Quoti andalava masandaya. Kon santele vesinde kidive masandaya. Yon san ke leve sinde kiri vima sanda dava masandaya. Yon san ke leve sinde kiri vima sanda dava masandaya. Yon san ke leve sinde kanda dava masandaya. I worship you, Lord. I bless you, Lord. I bless you, Lord. I bless you, Lord. Son kante leve sinde kinde dava masandaya. Yon san ke leve sinde kiri vima sandaya. Yon san ke deva masanda kinde deva masandaya. Yon deva masanda karava masandaya. Yo deva masanda karava masandaya. Bless your holy name. Bless your holy name. Bless your holy name. In Jesus' name, we worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We worship before your throne. And I want to leave you there worshiping, being prayed for in tongues by your friends around you, and just let your tongue be released. Lord, release their tongue. Release their tongue. Release their spirit right now and grant an impartation of the gift of the Holy Spirit right now. As we lay hands upon them, I release an impartation of the gift of the Holy Spirit and the baptism of the Holy Spirit into their lives in Jesus' name. Speak in tongues in the name of Jesus. Receive the gift of speaking in tongues in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And just pray until everyone has received. And Father, we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen.